Chapter 2. Who is Dr. Farrow? When Salahaddin was having breakfast the next morning, he was called to the telephone. It was his friend, Dr. Earl. "Welcome back to London," said Dr. Earl. "My wife and I want to know if you'd like to lunch with us today."
"Yes, I'd like that. Thanks very much. I'll get a train from Waterloo, and I'll be at your house by 12.
Peter Earl lived in Richmond, a suburb of London. Salahaddin knew it well. He had been there many times before. After breakfast, Salahaddin had some time to wait before starting out on his journey to Richmond. He remembered the book he had bought the night before. He unwrapped it and read what was written on the back cover. Salahaddin started to read the book, but soon it was time to leave for his train to Richmond. The Mystery of Queen Axtate. Dr. John Farrow. Dr. Farrow's research provides new answers to some of the many questions about Queen Axtate. These questions have puzzled archaeologists for many years. Who was Queen Axtate? What was the curse of Queen Axtate? Why was she called the Queen of Death? Dr. Farrow also gives his answer to the most important question: where was Queen Axtate buried? In Dr. Peter Earle's sitting room, Salahaddin looked out across the street to the Richmond Park. He watched an old man with his dog.
"An Englishman and his dog," said Salahaddin. "I've never been able to understand the English and their love of dogs."
"And you Egyptians, my friend," replied Peter Earl. "What about your cats? Your ancestors, the ancient Egyptians, loved cats, didn't they?"
They both laughed.
"Talking of ancient Egyptians reminds me of something," said Salahaddin. "I found a new book in a bookshop in Piccadilly last night. It's written by a man called Farrow, Dr. John Farrow. Have you heard of him?"
"Dr. John Farrow? Now that is strange. I was going to ask you about him. Have you read this morning's papers?"
Peter Earl handed Salahaddin a copy of the Sunday Times.
"There's a report on page 3 that puzzles me," went on Peter Earl.
Salahaddin opened the paper at page 3 and found the report near the bottom of the page. "The Tomb of the Queen of Death." Dr. John Farrow, the young archaeologist who claims to have discovered the secret burial place of Queen Axtate, flew with his wife to Cairo last Thursday. Dr. Farrow has studied the writing on an ancient stone pillar kept in the British Museum. The pillar was brought to Britain many years ago. It was found in the ancient temple of Karnak, which is a few kilometres north of Luxor in Upper Egypt. Dr. Farrow believes that the writing was made by someone who was at Queen Axtate's burial. That person lived for only a few hours after the burial, but lived long enough to write down where she was buried. Dr. Farrow is going to Luxor to find the tomb and to prove that his claims are correct.
"This pillar from the Temple of Karnak," Salahaddin began. "Is there really such a pillar in the museum?"
"Yes, there is. And it's got some marks on it which might be writing, but no one is certain."
"It seems that Dr. John Farrow is certain," said Salahaddin.
"Who is Dr. Farrow? Why haven't I heard his name before?"
Peter Earl told Salahaddin what he knew about Dr. Farrow.
"Farrow is about 28 years old. He was a brilliant student at Cambridge, one of the best there has ever been. But after he got his doctorate, he changed completely. He left Cambridge about 3 years ago and went to live with some friends in Wales. He didn't write any letters. He didn't tell anyone about his visits to the British Museum and his interest in the pillar from Karnak. He has written this book, and now he has gone off to Cairo.
And his wife has gone with him, said Salahaddin.
I didn't even know that he was married, said Peter Earle.
And he's never been to Egypt before, went on Salahaddin. He doesn't know how hot it is. It's too hot to search for a tomb near Luxor at this time of the year.
Yes, he's not going to find it easy.
Who else knows about the writing on this pillar? Asked Salahaddin.
The man who knows most about it is your friend Professor Gamuchian, and he's in Cairo.
Perhaps I ought to be in Cairo too, said Salahaddin slowly and thoughtfully. Many people would like to know where the tomb of Queen Naxtate is, and I'm not speaking about scholars and archaeologists. I'm thinking of smugglers, like the Amsterdam Ring.
Yes, you could be right, Peter Earle agreed. The Amsterdam Ring would like to know where the Queen of Death is buried. The treasure in her tomb will be worth millions of pounds.
And here is a report in the Sunday Times where everyone can read about it, said Salahaddin.
The two men sat silently for a few moments.
I'll be late coming to the museum tomorrow, said Salahaddin. I'll have to go to our embassy and get in touch with my assistant, Leila Osman.